Welcome to Health Tips from Atharva Web Radio. Health Tips is about real people who look good and feel great. With us today is a scientist, a doctor, and a super fit individual. Counted three, wrong. It's one person. Dr. Emily Splishel is a New York-based and co-founder of the Evidence-Based Fitness Academy and is a celebrated podiatrist. Dr. Splishel, tell us what you really do.
I'm Dr. Splickle, and I'm a podiatrist, human movement specialist in New York. Okay, well, I work out in the evening, but when I wake up in the morning, it's usually very early, and I'm rushing to the hospital. But when I'm there, I'm like running around the hospital, taking the stairs, seeing patients, and that in itself is a large part of how I stay fit. I've actually worn a pedometer where I kind of track my steps, and I've taken 20,000 steps in a day, which is 10 miles. So I'm doing a bit of extensive walking around the hospital. And then after the hospital, I do my other job, which is fitness education and running fitness programs. And there, even though I'm not, doing fitness classes, I'm kind of designing and using fitness in that aspect of my career. So after my day is done at like 8 p.m., then it's my time to work out. And I usually am doing kettlebells, balance training. I do a lot of barefoot training for myself, which is what I'm a big advocate of, as it's like one of the most effective techniques. You burn a lot of calories, and then our feet are our foundations, where I like to build strong feet for total body alignment. So there's a lot of, I guess, media and press around barefoot training after the publication of a book called Born to Run, kind of led to this whole evolution of barefoot training, minimalist footwear. You have the Vibram Five Fingers, Nike Threes, these shoes that are kind of taking away the support of a lot of traditional shoes, where people are looking at the foot as a foundation, and you need to strengthen the foot and the ankle for optimal function, optimal performance. A lot of runners are opting to run barefoot. I don't run, so I do all of my training barefoot in a balance training technique. So I created a workout and I do my training myself barefoot, where you're standing on one leg and doing a bunch of different exercises that involve balance training. And it's done barefoot so that we can use the muscles in the bottom of the foot, the skin, our ankles, the way that it was designed to maintain our balance and our stability. I always start with cardio. We need to allow our body about 5 minutes to warm up. So even if I'm lifting weights or doing kettlebells or doing my balance training, I'm always on some sort of cardio equipment for at least 5 minutes, gradually increasing the intensity so I can gradually warm up my body, increase my heart rate, and get my body ready for its workout. And then I do dynamic stretches, I kind of get my range of motion, flexibility, and then I move into whatever routine I'm going to do, whether it's kettlebells. And so it's a weight. It looks like a weighted ball with a handle. And it's called a kettlebell, and it was started in Russia, where it was first used. And a lot of the Olympic lifters use the kettlebells for training, and then it moved to athletes, and now it's kind of one of the other kind of trendier ways of training, because you're not just lifting the resistance, but you're swinging it. You have to accelerate, decelerate. You use your muscles in a totally different way. Every exercise, you have to have your core, your abdominals engaged. So it's a total body workout, even though you're just kind of like swinging a bell around. So I'm very effective, amazing at defining the stomach or the core. And again, like I had said, it burns a lot of calories. So I like workouts that are very efficient because I don't have a lot of time. I want the most efficient workout, which is the kettlebell. When you do balance training or instability training, that burns more calories. Or I do resistance training in a very intense way, so that will also burn the most calories in the shortest amount of time. Plus, if you do your workout intense enough, 45 minutes should be enough. So I make it very intense, 45 minutes, I'm moving the entire time, and I'm keeping my heart rate elevated the entire 45 minutes. So once I'm done and I leave the gym, I'm pretty exhausted. As far as supplements that I take several every day. I'm a strong believer in vitamins and supplying our body with what we do not get from our diet. And then I'm a huge advocate of anti-aging medicine and supplements, just because of a lot of what we do and exercise and even eating and digesting, we create free radicals. So I try and maintain and keep all the free radicals controlled by taking a lot of antioxidants, including vitamin C, vitamin E. I take alpha-lipoic acid, and I take pomegranate and resveratrol. So a lot of those are free radicals so that we can kind of control the aging process through the free radicals. And in addition to that, I take branched-chain amino acids after I work out, and glutamine, which are the amino acids that our body needs to repair our muscles. So I'm very particular on what I take after I work out. And then I also take milk thistle, which is good for your liver. I take that every day because I want to clean out my liver. And then as far as diet, I do not eat red meat. I started doing that about 5-6 months ago. And I feel like my diet is now much cleaner because I go and eat fish instead of the red meats. And a lot of the red meats can have high trans fats and a lot of other toxins from whatever they're feeding the beef or the cattle. So I try and stay to the fish. And then as far as juices is, I try and replace where I would have coffee normally, I used to love coffee, with juices. I'm having a lot of greens because I want to get the chlorophyll, and the chlorophyll has a really high amount of antioxidants, which is, again, the similar control of free radicals, prevent the aging process, and that's why I try and opt for that over caffeine, because the caffeine, you will inevitably have kind of a crash after the caffeine. Well, I know and I kind of understand how my body responds to, or my mood will elevate when I work out. So I guess any times in my life when I've had kind of like down days or kind of tough times or hills that I needed to overcome or barriers, I had always used fitness and exercise to keep my mood elevated, which, you know, like the research shows it, and then you go and you do it and you kind of get that runner's high after you work out. I usually get that kind of clear-headed, positive attitude after I work out. So I can kind of identify that in myself. And then I know, like, okay, I need to go to the gym and even do, like, 30 minutes of cardio and get my mood back up And then I usually am thinking like much clearer and in a more positive way. So I use fitness or exercise.
Dr. Splishel's research study was accepted to present at the American College of Foot and Ankle Orthopedic Medicine Conference in October. That is an achievement. Dr. Splishel, tell us more about the study.
Sure. So I'm very excited about this. It's a new technique for recovering muscle, and it's similar to active release technique, but it's called myofascial compression technique. And what I was looking at is if athletes or runners do this technique before they run or they compete, or someone were to do it before they work out, do they have better foot mechanics and then better movement patterns after they do this technique to the foot and the ankle? The company that created it promotes it to marathon runners and triathletes to do this technique before they run, and they will have a better performance, they will reduce the risk of foot injury. And I had done a study to actually follow and see if this is actually true, and there were actually some really amazing results that came of it. So I'm hoping in like further studies that I do, if we do this and then actually see that there's less injury rates in runners and athletes or people who do this myofascial compression technique before they work out, and then we could reduce injuries and understand, I think, the more critical role that the foot and the ankle plays in human movement. And that was my goal, and that's what the study showed. So, sorry. Happiness to me is, I think, doing what I love. And, you know, being surrounded by a wonderful network of friends and colleagues where, I mean, I love my work. I don't want to sound like a workaholic, but I love my job. And it's just using my passion. And I get to do what I'm passionate about every day as my work. To me, that's happiness. And then, you know, outside of work, when I'm surrounded by, a supportive network of friends and family, that is also my happiness.
Thanks, Dr. Splishel. Keep listening to Health Tips. Get inspired, stay fit. Health Tips is brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm. Atharva Life Sciences Consulting delivers reports on pharma, biotech, agribusiness, and fisheries. To know more, go to www.atharvalife.com. That's atharvalife.com. Or call +91 80 2353 0016, or write to info@atharvalife.com. See you next time. Bye.